The Phoenix Suns tip off their 50th season tonight with a home game against the Portland Trail Blazers. Following a lengthy run as one of the most successful organizations in the NBA, the past seven seasons have not been kind to the team, which is in the midst of a postseason drought. As part of preaching patience to their fans, the Suns have adopted the hashtag #TheTimeline. So is this a group worth waiting for? With me to talk about it is Scott Bordeaux, who covers the team for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. And Scott, considering the commitment the team is making to younger players, is there actually something for fans to get excited about?
Well, it depends on what they will get excited about. If it's wins and losses, no, they're not going to win a lot of basketball games. But if it's seen young talent grow and maybe a couple special players in Devin Booker and Josh Jackson, absolutely. I mean, the Suns are building long term. They know they're not going to contend for a playoff spot this year, maybe even next year. But they think they have some really good young talent. So if the fans buy into the timeline and know that this is going to be kind of take a while, but really appreciate the young players they have, yeah, then they can get excited this season.
Scott, when do you think that the organization really committed to going this direction? Because we had even heard in the offseason that maybe these were pipe dreams, but maybe the Suns would go after LA Clippers star Blake Griffin, maybe they'd pursue some other players. Do you think it just sort of came down to, we'd love to get a new star in here, but since we can't, it's time to accept this?
Yeah, for years the Suns tried to rebuild and contend at the same time. And what happened was they kept getting, you know, they would finish at 41 wins and get the 13th pick in the draft. And you can't build a championship team that way. You have to wind up with the top five pick. So they decided basically, I think, last season that, look, you know, we're going to go really young and we're going to try to build this for 2, 3, 4 years from now and have a team that can contend for a long time. And that's why you saw them tank last year when they rested Eric Bledsoe and Tyson Chandler down the stretch. They wanted to get as high of a draft pick as possible. And so they're all in now. They're telling fans straight out, don't expect us to do much this season or next season. 2020, 2021 is when we think we're going to be able to win. But because they're so young, they hope they can win then for an extended period of time.
Now, Scott, with conversations you've had with general manager Ryan McDonough or head coach Earl Watson, when you're a competitive person, how do you go into a season, even if you're a young player, and think to yourself, boy, we might actually finish last? How do players stay motivated that way?
Well, that's part on the relationship between the coach and the player. I mean, Earl Watson has really gotten his players to buy into what they're doing. So that's part of it. I think also young players feel like they have a lot to prove in the NBA still. So even if this team, you know, loses 50-plus games, which it probably will, these are young players that are trying to make their mark in the NBA. So, you know, they have a lot to prove and a lot to show.
So it's the Suns' 50th season, and until the last seven seasons of missing the playoffs, yeah, the organization had never won a championship, but winning percentage-wise was one of the best. You can look way back and name some of the names like Walter Davis and Paul Westphal and Connie Hawkins. You can come more recently with Barkley and Nash and Stoudemire, that kind of thing. Is it strange, Scott, that this organization has, yes, there are some promising prospects, but the organization has really fallen this far? Because for so long it was often number two in the West to the Lakers, and now they're really sort of an afterthought around the general NBA.
Well, it has. I mean, they still have the fourth best winning percentage in the NBA among franchises, but that's going to probably end this season. I think that was partly due to the impatience of the owner, Robert Sarver, and he admitted, you know, very honestly this year that he was too impatient when he first got here, that he wanted to win right away rather than try to build a franchise the right way around young players. They kept chasing that ring futilely and didn't get high draft picks, and they got into a cycle of, you know, winning 35, 40, 45 games and not getting a high enough draft pick to get really good. And it wasn't until the past two seasons that he really said to himself, I have to change the way I manage this franchise. I have to entrust my general manager, not keep changing general managers and coaches every 2 or 3 years like they have, and say, okay, we're in this for the long haul. We're going to build around youth. They hadn't done that for 7 years, and that's why they're in the position they are now.
82-game season, how many do you think they can win?
I think they can win somewhere between 30 and 35 games. You know, some people have them winning as few as 19 games. I haven't seen anybody predicting over 35.
Longtime Valley sports writer Scott Bordeaux covers the Phoenix Suns for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Scott, thank you.
Anytime, Steve.